selling smoothies is what I do. But for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. He's a small business owner, too, so he knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Hope you all had a great Wednesday watching a full day of action on the diamond. I'm here to recap the news, notes, and more, get you ready for a five-game Thursday slate. So let's get cracking on it. Your news from the day: Yu Darvish from the San Diego Padres was placed on the IL with neck tightness. At least it's not a shoulder, elbow, oblique, right? That's always good when it comes to Darvish and any pitcher these days. Darvish was scheduled to start on Saturday against the Jays. Nothing has been announced regarding who the Padres will start in that game. And for now, right-handed pitcher Logan Giuseppe was recalled to take Darvish's spot on the roster. Justin Verlander has been made official. Verlander, after a successful bullpen earlier this week, will rejoin the Astros rotation on Friday in Washington. That'll be great because the Astros need some help in the starting rotation. Forrest Whitley, who made his professional debut out of the bullpen this week, was optioned back to AAA to make room for Verlander on the roster. Jameson Taillon will also make his 2024 debut. As the Chicago Cubs made it official, Taillon will return from the IL and make his season debut on Thursday in Wrigley Field versus the Miami Marlins. Shota Umaga, Javier Assad, and Kyle Hendricks are scheduled to pitch Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Cubs made some other moves on Wednesday. Hayden Wesneski and Colton Brewer were recalled from AAA. They sent Daniel Palencia and Luke Little to AAA and moved Julian Merriweather to the 60-day IL. Wesneski was very vital in the Cubs' win on Wednesday in Arizona, as Wesneski came out of the bullpen through four innings, did not allow a run, allowed on one hit, no walks, and two strikeouts. Wesneski showed some promise, or at least people had expectations last year for fantasy when it came to Wesneski. Never really met those expectations, so I'm just kind of on a wait and see with Wesneski right now, and we'll see where it goes for the time being. Joey Bart, here's a freaky one. Joey Bart, you know, gets traded from the Giants to the Pirates, starts playing rather regularly, hits a couple home runs, things are looking good. Bart was scratched from Wednesday's lineup, and at first everyone's like, oh no, what happened now? Well, a few days ago, apparently, Joey Bart was catching a bullpen during batting practice, and a home run hit Bart in the head. After a few days, the Pirates thought Bart would be good to go, but apparently, as he got ready for the game, he was not and was a late scratch. Henry Davis got the start at catcher. Brett Beatty of the New York Mets was out of Wednesday's lineup as he's nursing his hamstring injury that he tweaked on Tuesday. The Mets and Beatty do not think it's that serious. They caught it early on, took him out of the game. Hopefully, it's just a few days. The Mets are off on Thursday, and Beatty will be reevaluated on Friday. For now, the Mets do not think Beatty will need to go to the IL. They even don't think he'll need imaging on the hamstring. We do know how much of a crack staff the Mets medical department is, but we'll see how this goes, and hopefully Beatty's back this weekend as he was swinging a rather hot bat. Max Kepler of the Minnesota Twins is scheduled to start his AAA rehab assignment on Thursday. He should only need a few games before returning to the Twins, hopefully early next week, which would be great because the Twins offense needs all the help it can get. I'm not saying Kepler can be the savior to cure all the needs of that offense, but his veteran bat will be much appreciated. Gabriel Moreno was once again scratched from a game on Wednesday as he continues to deal with his thumb contusion. I say once again because Moreno was scratched before Tuesday's game, but he ended up having to come into play in the extra innings because Tucker Barnhart was pinch hit for and Moreno is the backup catcher. Tucker Barnhart made the start again on Wednesday, and Moreno's day-to-day, so hopefully he can come back in the coming days. The Arizona Diamondbacks start a four-game series in San Francisco on Thursday. Well, kind of saw this one coming when we talked about it in recent days. Chris Bryant heads to the IL with a back injury. He's been dealing with a lower back strain, and the Rockies finally put him on the IL. The Rockies recalled outfielder Shane Bouchard from AAA, who has shown little glimpses of fantasy value, more so as a streamer than a full-time guy these days. But that's who's going to play while Bryant is out. I've been out on Bryant for a few years. I think he's worth a drop in 12-team and shallower leagues. He's just basically a streamer these days. There's nothing consistent in his fantasy game. Garrett Whitlock of the Boston Red Sox was placed on the IL with an oblique injury. The Red Sox expected to be a short stint on the IL as Whitlock wanted to keep playing. He says he feels fine. It's just a little tweak. So the Red Sox kind of saved Whitlock from himself. Give him the full IL stint, let the oblique get fully healthy, and then bring him back. Joe Jacques was recalled from AAA to take Whitlock's spot on the roster. More Red Sox news. Nick Pivetta is scheduled to throw a bullpen session on Thursday or Friday. I'm guessing Friday because they're off on Thursday. If all goes well, he may throw a rehab start or just join the Red Sox rotation. When Pivetta was first diagnosed with the inflammation, they said it was minor. He was already playing catch a few days later. He thought he'd be back real quickly. That could be the case. Pivetta is eligible to return from the IL on April 21st. Tyler O'Neill of the Boston Red Sox is still day-to-day with his head injury that he suffered in a collision with Rafael Devers on Patriot Day. He's likely out for a few more days as he's yet to take part in any activities on the field. Tyler O'Neill continues to undergo concussion testing, but so far he's passed all the tests, so no concussions for O'Neill, but he's still not up to par to get back in action. Cooper Criswell of the Boston Red Sox will take part in the bullpen game for the Red Sox on Thursday, so sorry, Pivetta might pitch on Thursday in his bullpen, but Criswell is scheduled for to be the long man in the game. Brennan Bernardino will act as the opener. Criswell made a spot start on the 13th, and he threw four innings, allowing two earned runs, one walk, and striking out four. Brandon Drury of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim was available to pinch hit on Wednesday, and he'll be able to pinch hit on Thursday as well, as the Angels are being super cautious with Drury's hamstring injury. They don't want him playing full games on the Tampa Bay turf. The Angels play a weekend series at Great American Small Park, so fantasy managers everywhere would love to see Drury healthy and back in action in the best hitting park in all of baseball. While Drury's been out, the Bubba and the Blue mascot, Luis Rengifo, has been starting at second base for Drury. Some bad Los Angeles Angels news. Robert Stevenson, who left his last rehab start with an elbow injury, will miss the remainder of the season with said elbow injury. We have to imagine it's surgery. That has not been announced yet on Wednesday. But Stevenson signed a three-year deal before the season with the Angels, and he's already going to miss the first season. Another Tampa Bay pitcher with an elbow issue. Taiwan Walker of the Philadelphia Phillies is scheduled to throw a bullpen session on Friday. Walker made his first rehab start on April 11th. If the bullpen goes well on Friday, he might not need another rehab start. He might jump back into the rotation shortly thereafter. That's all fine and dandy. The question is, who spot does he take in the rotation? Spencer Turnbull started the season in Walker's spot in the rotation. Spencer Turnbull has been outstanding. You're not taking Wheeler's. You're not taking Nola's. Probably not taking Ranger Suarez. Be hard to take Christopher Sanchez's. So it's either Turnbull, they go six-man rotation, or Turnbull or Walker goes to the long man of the bullpen. We'll find out a lot here in the coming days. I hope Turnbull keeps his job, but we'll have to wait and see on that one. All right, before we look at the hitting highlights, pitching highlights, and more from the day, and look ahead to Thursday on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Intrican, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Wednesday. Dalton Varsho, 2-for-4, 2 homers, 2 runs scored, and 3 RBIs for the Jays. After a down 2023 and a slow start to 2024, Varsho is picking things up. Over the last 8 games, Varsho's hitting .320 with 4 home runs, 7 runs scored, 8 RBIs, and a stolen base. Amed Rosario, a player that I've been saying with all these injuries to the infield and even the outfield to the Rays, that Rosario would get plenty of playing time, he's taking advantage of it. On Wednesday, Amed Rosario went 2-for-4 with a home run, 2 runs scored, and 2 RBIs. And on the season, Rosario's hitting .328, 2 homers, 5 runs scored, 9 RBIs, and a stolen base. If he's out there in your leagues with his middle infield and outfield eligibility, that'll help out quite a bit. Gavin Sheets, one of my favorite streamers of the week, as the White Sox face a ton of right-handed pitching, Sheets went deep on Wednesday. He went 1-for-3 with a solo home run and a walk. And on the season now, Sheets is hitting .250 with 3 home runs. To get all your hitting highlights for Wednesday, make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com. Some starting pitching highlights from Wednesday. Tanner Houck was amazing. 9 shutout innings with only 3 hits, 0 walks, and 9 strikeouts for Houck. He had 19 whiffs and a 38% CSW, which is just filthy. More importantly, Hauk did it on 94 pitches. Folks, that's what we call a Maddox. That is the first Maddox for the Red Sox since Pivetta did it a few years ago. On the season now, Hauk's made four starts for the Red Sox. He's 3-1 with a 1.35 ERA, 28 strikeouts, and 26 and two-thirds innings pitched. Jake Irvin threw a gem in Dodger Stadium. Not a lot of people can say that. Jake Irvin, six innings pitched, no runs, four hits, one walk, and six Ks. That is outstanding. Irvin had 11 whiffs and a 36% CSW on only 73 pitches. Irvin's been quite the surprise, at least in my world, to start the season. Over four starts, Jake Irvin's 1-1 on the season with a 3.13 ERA, 20 strikeouts, and 23 innings pitched. Michael King flirted with a no-no against one of the best offenses in baseball in Milwaukee on Wednesday. King went 7 2/3 innings, allowing one run, two hits, two walks, and 10 strikeouts. King was filthy. He had 17 whiffs and a 39% CSW on 109 pitches. And King's picking up where he left off with the Yankees last year. Through four starts to start this season, King's 2-1 with a 3.33 ERA, 29 Ks, and 27 innings pitched. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Wednesday. Camilo Duvall picked up his third save of the season, his second in the last three games. Griffin Jacks blew the save for the Twins, allowing Craig Kimbrell to pick up his third win of the year for the Orioles. David Robertson blew the save for the Rangers. Kirby Yates came in through a perfect ninth, and the Rangers walked it off to give Kirby Yates his second win of the season. We have maybe a changing of the guard in Milwaukee, folks. The last few days, Abner Uribe has been pitching the sixth and the seventh, where Joel Piams picked up his second save of the year because he's pitched the ninth inning in his last three outings. So something to monitor on that one. Trevor McGill is close to returning as well. Raisel Iglesias picked up his fifth save of the year. James MacArthur saved number four for the Royals. That makes a happy Bubba, who has a lot of shares of James MacArthur. Devi Garcia picked up his first save of the year for the White Sox. Clay Holmes picked up his seventh save of the year for the Yankees. Kyle Finnegan, seven saves on the year for the Washington Nationals. That is outstanding. He's free in drafts. Mason Miller picked up his fourth save as he continues to be nasty through six appearances this season. Jose Alvarado, his third save of the year for the Phillies as they continue to play matchups in the back end of that bullpen. Pete Fairbanks got the blown save. He's 0-2 on the season now, his first blown save for the Rays. If you want to check out Twitter, search Pete Fairbanks in his locker room interview. Well, he will tell you in his own words how much he sucked on Wednesday. If you want to get all things relief pitching, make sure you check out the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com. Looking ahead to Thursday's action, there's only five games, three-day games, two evening games, not really made for DFS unless you're feeling frisky. So let's talk about what I'm looking forward to for the day. Logan Webb versus the D-backs. D-backs, very good team, NL West rivals of the Giants. Not as big a rival as the Dodgers, of course, but through the years, the D-backs are a rival. But I want to see Logan Webb because he's been pitching well, but not dominating like a second place Cy Young winner ace of a staff lately. I want to see him take another step in a tough matchup versus Arizona. You got Jack Leiter making his debut against the Detroit Tigers because the Rangers respect their young pitchers by giving them a matchup like that. And then AJ Puck versus Jameson Taillon in Wrigley. This is interesting because we have to assume Puck's making the start that he's healthy to go. It's been a mess all season, though. Should be in the bullpen or the minors in reality. And then you got Jameson Taillon making his debut this season. So really interesting to see two different angles. Puck, can he figure it out? Taillon's first start, how's he do? Lots of fun in Wrigley. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out of here, make sure y'all go to pitcherlist.com. PL Plus, PL Pro, you won't regret it. You get the cool PLV Plus tool they've been developing. Nick Pollock comes out with a PL Pro only podcast at the end of the weeks, like on Fridays usually, for previewing the fab starting pitching pickups of the week, streamers, and more. There's more content coming up for PL Pro members. So go check all that stuff out. You won't regret it, I promise. That'll do it, folks. Another episode in the books. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Thursday and get you ready for a full Friday of action. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast, Thursday, April 18th. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes.
Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList.
And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. the longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.